Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Ontario country artist Corey Marcourt recently returned from a productive trip to Nashville. He's been writing, recording, getting songs ready for a brand new album we can look forward to in 2014. It's been a great year for him, and we're going to catch up on all the exciting news and what's ahead as the new year begins and not too long from now. Welcome to the show, Corey Marcourt. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Dave. How you doing? Good to be back, man.
Yeah, it's great to have you on here, as always. You've been on a couple of times before, and there's always new stuff to catch up on, which is great. It means things are happening quickly. Probably not quickly enough, right? When you're in the music business, you want stuff to happen fast.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's always, you always want something to happen fast, but, you know, you never want to rush things, because I think, you know, you got to pay your dues and put in your time, and I think the longer you take to get there, in a sense, is the more successful your career is going to be for a longer period of time. So let's just hope that could be my story anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that makes a lot of sense doing it that way, getting it right, because the songs and everything you do is going to be around for a while. So you want to do it right. I love that attitude. Now, in the past year, and I believe this is new since we last spoke, you've been signed with O'Reilly Management.
Yeah, I signed with O'Reilly International Management Company in early September, and we made our way to the CCMAs, and that was quite an experience, you know, just to be, you know, firsthand and up and close with all the Canadian, you know, country superstars and upcoming stars. It was a wild experience. And I got to play the ranch in Edmonton at the on-ramp party with Bobby Wills, Brett Kissel, and a bunch of other artists like Aaron Pichette and Patricia Conroy. To share stages with them was a great experience and a lot of fun.
Well, what a great opportunity to have to not only perform and meet those people that you mentioned. And I'm sure at the event you had a chance to talk to them about music and maybe career advice, or at least get it sort of a feel of what they think some of the right steps are. Did you have that chance?
Absolutely. You know, you got to talk to a bunch of them. You know, I got to talk to Chad Brownlee and Dallas Smith, who I opened for this summer, and kind of got to talk to them earlier on. And it was nice to catch up with them, you know, a few months later at the CCMAs, and guys like Jason Blaine and many other artists. You know, I talked to Amanda Wilkinson, and you know, I know her dad, and so it was cool to finally get to meet her. And you know, we shared some cool stories and got to know one another a little bit, and hopefully we'll get to write together soon. And she told me she'd like that, so maybe, you know, one day if I get down to Toronto or Nashville, we write a song together. It'd be pretty cool.
That is really awesome. I mean, I think it's great that you can connect and then, you know, talk about writing and getting that set up. And, of course, Amanda Wilkinson from the Wilkinsons, as you know, and the Small Town Pistols. I think it's so cool that they were able to take the Wilkinsons that had so much success and then Tyler and Amanda reform as a new group, having great success as well.
Absolutely, and they're kicking ass right now. So props to them, and, you know, hopefully get to, you know, maybe work with them one day, and wish them the best of luck.
That would be cool. Now, you recently got back from Nashville. I was reading online about it, a lot of exciting things, doing some writing with some pretty big names in the songwriting world. Can you get us up to date on what you accomplished and just how much fun you had?
Oh, well, it's a blast. And, you know, to be around such talented and great experienced songwriters like Brett Jones and John McElroy and James Dean Hicks and Rob Crosby, of course, who's taken me, you know, under his wing and really been great for me and helped me out and helped me grow as an artist and a writer especially. And, you know, just to be in Nashville and writing with these amazing writers and, you know, just creating a new sound, new edge for me. And, you know, we really got some badass stuff cooking up, and I'm really excited to get it out.
Nice. And you mentioned there, and I was reading online about the new sound and the new edge. Can you give us a hint on what that's all about?
Well, you know, I'm trying to stay away from the poppier type of country music, which seems to be kind of, you know, going in that direction to a sense. I grew up a rocker, so you know, I'm going to try to take those roots and you know, put them into my country music. And again, there's nothing against the pop culture, nothing. I love it. I love some of the stuff that's coming out. But again, my background's a little bit of a rock background. You know, a big influence is Eric Church, and he kind of opened up some doors with his new song, The Outsiders, which kind of, you know, it gives country music itself a new edge and a new path, which I think, you know, you can see me going down more of a rockier side. You know, I'll also have the ballads as well, but, you know, we're making some pretty kick-ass songs and some badass music. So, again, I'm really excited to cut them and get to share them with you guys, and hopefully you guys dig them too.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I think an artist has to be true to themselves, so for you to do anything different wouldn't work, and you wouldn't want to do it too long. So it's still country, but it's you're bringing elements that mean a lot to you and that are just ingrained in you, obviously, from listening. So I think that's cool. And when you were down there, so writing these songs with these people, for others out there who maybe aren't aware, how does that work? Like, how do you, like Rob Crosby has worked with you, but how do you set up these other appointments with songwriters?
Well, again, like I said, Rob Crosby's taken me under his wing and really helped me out, and he introduced me to all these great writers. And so I have him to thank, really, for this great opportunity and all these trips to Nashville and a reason to come back. You know, we keep in touch. You know, he's like family to me now, so we're always talking and seeing how things are going. And you know, he might, you know, give me a call and say, you know, is this week good for you to come down? And now with Louis at O'Reilly, we'll manage a trip and make sure it's as successful as it can be and as productive as it could be, because you know, I'm not living there yet. So you only got a week or two to do this. So we try to, you know, get our ducks in a line and really you know, get to work while we're down there.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Rob's. I remember, of course, his songwriting he's done over the years, but I remember when he was out as an artist and had some songs like She's a Natural and several others. I always loved his voice. He's a great singer as well.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. And he's got a bit of a rock and blues background, too, which is kind of unique how we, you know, we can mesh and blend our styles together. And, yeah, he's, you know, he's a badass, too. So, I'm thankful to be working with a guy like that.
Yeah, it's so great to be connected, because I guess I assume that is you know, a hard part. You've got the talent and that, but it's making the right connections that are a big part of it, right?
Well, absolutely. I think the connections are important, but I think it's important to also, you know, really make sure you know what your goal is and what you want, and surround yourself with people that support you and really believe in you, like Rob and Louis and Scotty at O'Reilly International. You know, they believe in my look, my sound, and what I'm doing. And I think that's very important in this industry, is to surround with those people that love you and care for you. And, you know, you can you know, deliver the same to them. And, yeah, it's definitely an important factor in this business, for sure.
It sounds great. Well, let's turn to one of the two songs we're going to share on the show, Corey. And this is a great one called Love in My Love Song. I'll have you tell us about it. I mean, I was listening to this earlier. Your voice sounds like, to me, if I didn't know any different, I would think this was a Nashville artist, which, you know, saying that in a good way.
Right.
It just sounds
I appreciate
like top
that.
Drawer.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate that. And, you know, again, the writers I'm writing with, I wrote that song with Rob Crosby and John McElroy. And, you know, we've believed in that song since we wrote it. I think, you know, we think it's a great song, and hopefully radio does too. And it's definitely one of my favorites to perform. And that's one of the songs, one of four I performed at the CCMAs this year. And the crowd really seemed to dig that one. So, you know, if you guys hear it on the radio, check it out and hope you guys like it.
It's a great one. Let's share it now. This is Corey Marcord and Love in My Love Song on In the Country.
Can't help but smile when I see you barefoot in the yard. I swear those roses got nothing on you. Never been more beautiful than you are right now. Your hair messed up, dirt on your face, sweat on your skin. I thank God I'm a lucky man. You're the cool drink of water when I'm dying of thirst. The words in the prayer I pray. You're the fire running through my veins, and my strength is gone. would shake my head when you step out of the shower wearing a towel to bed. You're looking at me with those want you eyes. You lie down and the world stops spinning. When we make love, it's just you and me. I wouldn't be me if I didn't have you. So thrill me, fill me like you do. You're the cool drink of water when I'm down to thirst. The words in the prayer I pray. You're the fire running through my veins and my strength is gone. You're the last star shining in the dark of the night at the end of the eastern sky. You're the morning sun at the edge of dawn. Prayer I pray. You're the fire running through my veins and my strength is gone. You're the last star shining in the dark of the night at the end of the eastern sky. You're the morning sun at the edge of dawn. You're the morning sun at the edge of dawn.
Great sounding song. Really enjoyed listening to that, Corey.
Thank you so much. Again, that's definitely one of my favorites to play live, and that was one that I wrote with Rob Crosby and Mr. John McElroy on one of my very first trips to Nashville to write. So I hope everyone
very
who heard
cool.
it enjoyed it as well.
yeah, it's got a great sound to it. Now, where can our listeners find you online?
Well, you can visit me at www.coreymarkward.com. And on my website, I have my Facebook link, which is Corey Markward Music, which goes right to my fan page. I also have my Twitter account is all on there, along with my Gmail account for contact, for show info and et cetera. And Instagram is also on there, too. So my website, CoreyMarkward.com, everything is on there, including a few demos that are on there as well. I think there's four. So.
Oh, terrific. Now, you mentioned before about the rock influences, but I also know that you're a pretty big Merle Haggard fan, which I think is really cool.
Absolutely. And, my dad introduced me to him at a very young age. And, well, my whole family growing up used to go to my prepare's house and have, you know, all my family come over and do those old jams, Merle and George and all those great honky-tonkers, true honky-tonkers. And, you know, one of the greatest moments of my life, actually, Merle came to my hometown in March, I believe, and it happened to be at my home arena where I played junior hockey, so it was kind of neat. I was roaming around, and all the security guards kind of just let me walk around where I wanted to go because they all, you know, figured, you know, it was just me, that, and they knew me from the part of, you know, being part of the hockey team. So
yep.
I ended up getting in the back where the buses were and hanging out with one of my team's security guards a few years back. And also helped out with the team with their gear. And, you know, I'm just shooting shit with him back in the arena. And sure enough, Merle Haggard comes out of his bus. And it was cool to see him firsthand. And then Ben Haggard, his son, you know, approached me. And we shook hands and said, you know, started shooting it. And just say, you know, we got each other on Twitter. And it was cool. And he said, well, come on back after the show. And hopefully, you know, you get to meet my dad. And long story short, the first ever tour bus I was ever on was Merle Haggard's, and I got to hang out with him for about 5 minutes and shoot the shit with him. And you know, I showed him my tattoo on my inner bicep in memory of my grandfather, which, you know, it's his initials and the fedora hat, which he always wore. And in the clouds, it says Sing Me Back Home, which is definitely one of my favorite Merle Haggard songs. So that was, you know, that was one of the coolest experiences of my life. And, you know, gave me a sign up picture in his pick and his Merle Haggard hat. So it was pretty neat. Hopefully get to hang with him again one day, you know.
That's really incredible that you had that chance to meet him and talk with him. And, I mean, what a musical legacy. I interviewed in the last 6 months an author who's written a book about Merle Haggard, of course, and all his songs. And, I mean, it's just so many classic songs and so much meaning to them. As you said, Sing Me Back Home is just one example of a song that is just so beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, you know, all his music is something, you know, he's been through or somebody close has been through, and very true, true music and true country, that's for sure. And he's definitely a legend, and one of the coolest things on top of that was Ben Haggard, his son, tweeted me 2 days later saying that Daddy and I listened to your demo, which is the CD I have out now, this 6-track CD, and said,
oh, man.
Him and I both really enjoyed it. Did you actually write those songs? And it was kind of, you know, it was pretty neat to be like, yeah, me and some other writers in Nashville wrote those songs, and glad you enjoyed it. So it was, it was pretty cool.
That is a great endorsement for sure. Who is in the music business, Corey, that you'd love to work with? That whether it's a duet or whether it's somebody in the studio, you know, a great guitar player, or you know, somebody to bring something special to a record. Do you have any names on that list?
I got a lot of names, you know, from rock influences to country influences. I think, you know, with the rockin' side, I mean, Glenn Hughes is one of my favorite singers of all time. He's in Black Country Communion and was also the bass player and singer for Deep Purple in the 70s. And, you know, there's guys like that. You know, then, of course, doing a song with Eric Church, you know, something rockin' and badass. And then also, you know, maybe Merle Haggard. It'd be awesome to have, you know, something with him. I'm thinking of writing a song, you know, hanging with the Hag and share an actual experience that I had that was,
nice.
You know, a highlight of my career and or my life really so far. So, you know, there's plenty of them. Those are few that I would like to work with for sure. And maybe on the Canadian side, maybe a duet with Kira Isabella if she's down for it. So that would you know, that would be cool, I think.
That would be totally cool. She's got such an awesome voice, so many hit songs already. I actually met her the other night at this Rock and Horse Saloon just opened in downtown Toronto. She was so nice. Yeah, what a great voice, and I think your two voices would complement each other.
Yeah, I actually got to meet Kira this summer. Me, her and Tim Hicks did a show together in Powassan, which is just about 35 minutes south of North Bay, and that was cool. And then we got to chat at the CCMAs again. And thought that was neat. And I'd also like to make a shout-out and congratulate her because I read that she signed a record deal on the other side of the border in the States. So congrats to you, Isabella. That's awesome.
Oh, man, that is exciting news to hear. Way to go, Kira. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
As far as on the performing side, Corey, I know this past summer you shared the stage with some pretty big names and got to play a lot of different festivals.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got to play Mattawa Voyager Days, which is just was a thrill and a true honor just to, you know, to be able to be able to play that stage and so close to home. It was such a big deal. You know, all my friends growing up were going to Mattawa Voyager Days because that was the place to be at. And, that, you know, the big shows and the big names were going there. So that year getting to open for Haley, you know, a guitar goddess, and then Blue Rodeo, Canadian legends. Just to share the stage with those guys was great. And to kick off my summer, you know, I opened for Dallas Smith and Chad Brownlee. Recently, this September, I actually opened a show at Algonquin College and in Hamilton at McMaster and opened for the Male Artist of the Year, Mr. Dean Brody, and that was quite an experience as well.
Really awesome, those performers, and, of course, many on the way in 2014. I know you'll be doing some great stuff. And it's so cool, O'Reilly Management, International Management. I mean, I've heard that name forever. They do such great things and have so many solid artists and good, successful artists signed to them. So that's a great thing for you.
Absolutely. And again, you know, me and Louis just spent a week in Nashville working and you know, with some meetings and you know, he had me down there writing with Rob and some of those writers. And again, it's great to be on a team that, you know, they got a good name for themselves. They believe in what I do, and they're absolutely great people to work with. And, you know, we're gonna work our asses off and, you know, try to make a name and you know, kick something new with, like, again, new edge, new sound. And, yeah, I'm very excited to see what's going to happen in the next, in 2014 is going to be a big year for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And as you alluded to there, it's the hard work. I mean, the talent has to be there, of course, but a lot of people don't realize it's the hard work. And sometimes it's, you know, take obviously a long time leading up to when people will hear a first single on the radio. They think, wow, that guy came out of nowhere. But there was, you know, years and years of preparation and the work to get to that point.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's so many different stories of, you know, people that were working their butts off for, you know, 10 years, 5 years, and sometimes, you know, 3 years, and sometimes even earlier. It's just right time, right place, or right place, right time, whatever way you look at it. But
exactly.
You know, but I've been grinding it out now for, you know, going on 3 years, and you know, I've done, you know, quite a few shows where, you know, the money isn't right, or, you know, you play to empty chairs and all that. But you know what? It's all... you know, it's just all in all to make you who you are as an artist and build you up. And, you know, I think it's important to have to go through these things before getting to a bigger stage and really being able to, you know, appreciate some of the cooler stuff that comes along with being on bigger stage and you know, bigger teams and so on. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And hopefully, again, 2014 brings something cool and something badass.
Yeah, big year for Corey Marquardt. 2014, definitely. Let's turn to a song now. This is a really cool song. I love this one. It's got some good humor in it, called Smartphone. What can you tell us about Smartphone?
Well, it's definitely something unique, and I don't think anyone's really touched that subject directly like this song does. And, you know, I think it's something everybody can relate to from, you know, from ages, you know, 14 all the way to 65. So, again, this is one that I hope y'all enjoy. This one's called Smartphone. Check it out.
There's a party by the river, blowing up on Twitter. Everybody's coming down. Blackberries, iPhones, putting out the word from every boy and girl. Jenny takes a picture with a beer in her hand. 40 friends like it on Instagram. Grapevine lights up like a wildfire. Her daddy gets a call, he's gonna skin her alive. What you're doing, who you're doing it with. Hard to keep a secret in a world like this. Things you wanna hide get written in stone. Your cover's blown. Being stupid. Everybody's getting caught, tan lines glow in the dark. High school coach sees half of his starters firing up a doobie down by the water. What you're doing, who you're doing it with. Hard to keep a secret in a world like this. Things you wanna hide get written in stone. Your cover's blown, being stupid on a smartphone.
Marquardt from North Bay, Ontario. A great song. I love that one. As you said, a hook that nobody's really used. Smartphone, being stupid on a smartphone. I love that.
Yeah, it's I guess a fun song to play, and that was the show opener for 2013, and it really got the crowd going, and it sure as hell looked like they're appreciated. So It's a fun song.
Yeah, and there's truth in it, which is what makes it funny. People can relate to all the crazy stuff with smartphones these days. You're an Ontario country artist, of course. The Country Music Association of Ontario is doing so well. Their first award show last year, the next one coming up in May of 2014. I think it's so cool, isn't it, Corey, that we've got the CMAO to represent Ontario country artists?
Absolutely. I think it's definitely important to have an association to kind of back artists up, in their own province. And just have some sort of team behind all artists, no matter, all country artists, no matter what kind of country you're playing. So it's definitely a cool thing.
Yeah, and I think any Ontario artist listening, singer, songwriters, all that, just go online and check out the CMAO, Country Music Association of Ontario, because they're doing great things. 2014, of course, so that's a brand new album next year. Do you know roughly when, the spring, summer?
Well, we're going to have to see how the next trip to Nashville goes, which we're planning on February. Not sure exactly when, but, we'll probably write and record a few more and have a few meetings and kind of take it from there. So, but definitely something coming up in 2014. There's no specific date yet, but I'm sure whatever it is, it's going to be great when it comes out.
Exactly. As you said before, it's making sure you do all the right steps, get the right songs, the great songs prepared, so when the time comes, it's all there. So we'll look forward to that whenever it happens next year. Before we get set to wrap up here, Corey, let us again know where our listeners can find you online.
Online, you can check me out on my website, www.coreymarkward.com. And again, all my links are on there. Corey Marker Music on Facebook, my Twitter account, Instagram, and also Gmail. So shoot me a line on either one of those. Be more than happy to keep in touch and talk to y'all and check it out and definitely spread the word.
Awesome. Well, Corey, once again, it has been a pleasure having you here. It's always great to catch up on the new stuff and then hear these great songs and get to share them. Thanks so much for being part of the show.
Dave, I really appreciate it again, man. Always a great time talking to you, man. So cheers and thank you so much.
Awesome. I appreciate it. My guest has been North Bay, Ontario country artist Corey Marquardt. I'm Dave Woods, and for more country music interviews, be sure to head to inthecountryinterviews.com.